This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Joseph Mensa, a Wauwatosa police officer who has shot and killed three people on the job, will again not be facing charges. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm released the decision this week that Mensa won't be charged in the death of 17-year-old Alvin Cole. Mensa shot Cole near Mayfair Mall in February. D.A. Chisholm's report found Mensa's shooting to be reasonable after Cole fired a gun. But because this is the third on-duty death Mensa is responsible for, the decision isn't sitting well with the Wauwatosa community or Cole's family. Protests in Milwaukee and Wauwatosa followed the decision not to charge Mensa. WUWM's LaToya Dennis spoke with Sean Lowe, the chairman of Wauwatosa's Equity and Inclusion Commission, about this decision. He starts by describing the reaction he's seen from the community.
I think that there's strong concerns about Joseph Mensa remaining on the police force. But also, one positive was the outside investigator's report who recommended that Officer Joseph Mensa be terminated. And the City of Wauwatosa's Fire and Police Commission need to meet immediately to follow the outside recommendation report and terminate Joseph Mensa from this police force.
Now, that's a strong statement coming from you. Why do you believe Mensa should be fired?
Officer Joseph Mensa has not only killed three people in the past 5 years, but all three shootings were questionable. All three shootings, there's a huge asterisk next to them on whether they could have been prevented. I've never seen anything across this country with one officer not only killing three people within 5 years, but then all three cases had to be investigated to see was it even justifiable. So in terms of justifiable by law, justifiable in terms of I feared for my life, or could have other de-escalation tactics happened? All three cases, other de-escalation tactics could have happened, which would have resulted in three different people being alive right now, three different families not grieving on a daily basis that will never heal, even with Joseph Mensa off the force. But I want to provide them a guiding light. I want to provide families the hope that City of Wauwatosa will get this right in the end.
Now, I wonder, because Wisconsin has a state law that if there's a fatal shooting by an officer, that it must be investigated by an outside jurisdiction, correct? And so no matter what, these shootings would have been investigated, no?
That is correct. So I don't put all the blame on D.A. Chisholm's hands. And even with the outcome of yesterday, the law itself has to change. And at the same time, that doesn't make it okay for Officer Joseph Mensa to use the law to his advantage to any time he gets into a situation he can't handle. He just feels I can pull out my gun and kill these people and the situation's over. That's the problem I have. The law is one thing, and the law does need to change. But also, if you have a police officer that doesn't know the meaning of any de-escalation tactics, it's time to go. Because then people do not feel safe in a Wauwatosa. I would not feel safe in a Wauwatosa with Officer Mensa on the police force.
What about the law needs to change?
The law needs to change in protecting officers from doing things like this. And first of all, body cameras in Wauwatosa are just going to be installed in place by the end of the year. The Equity and Inclusion Commission had to come and push for body cameras to make that happen and push the conversation of body cameras forward. A body camera was in place 5 years ago. I don't believe that Joseph Mensa kills these three people. I strongly believe that possibly there could have been another outcome in all three situations if Officer Joseph Mensa had a body camera on. What if he second-guessed his decision if he had a body camera on? That's a huge part of this. And so the Equity and Inclusion Commission will continue and continuously push for laws that make sure we never have instances like this again.
Now, you said that you, along with other people in Tulsa, are holding out hope that the city gets this right. What are the next steps?
The next steps is for the City of Walla Tulsa's Fire and Police Commission to fully review this outside report that was done, where you had law enforcement officials, even former FBI agents that were outside on this outside investigation, that did recommend that Officer Joseph Mensa get fired. That has to be step number one. There can be no other step to healing my city of Walla Tulsa until Officer Joseph Mensa is off that force. Once he is off the force, then the healing can begin. Then we could continuously have conversations to work with the police department on better community policing, work with the police department on continuous diversity and inclusion initiatives, work so they can have a sense of understanding.
Now, I'm wondering if you were surprised at all by DHSM's decision not to bring charges.
I was not. It hurts because I think many of us in the Black community always assume the worst. We always assume when it's law enforcement that we're never going to get justice. So it was just another decision of injustice, unfortunately.
And I guess I'm wondering, have you driven around Tulsa? What were you hearing from people?
I didn't hear one word, the beauty of Walla Tulsa. I didn't hear one word from a small business owner saying anything bad about the protesters. There was a lot of thank yous. There was a lot of I'm so glad you're here. That's what I was hearing from the residents and the people. There wasn't a lot of cursing and stomping of the feet. It was all about here's the opportunity to help these small business owners and let them know, we can fix a window. But those three families that have victims of Joseph Mensa, I can't fix their lives, but what I can do is work to get Officer Joseph Mensa off of this police force, and then we can all continuously heal together.
And then finally, I've been reading reports of what some people would call, escalating force that Walla Tulsa police are using on protesters. I'm wondering if you have any concerns about that or if you've heard anything.
So when the Milwaukee Police Department, after the riots began this summer, started using tear gas and rubber bullets against people, then I asked Police Chief Weber, does Walla Tulsa use rubber bullets and tear gas? And he was like, our department hasn't used that. We haven't used that for any protesters in the city of Walla Tulsa. We haven't used any tear gas or rubber bullets. So this was news to me that this was even an option, even something that they were going to do. I actually, told Chief Weber that's great that we haven't used any tear gas or rubber bullets on protesters. So I'm highly highly upset and disappointed to hear that this was a tactic that was used.
Sean, is there anything else that you'd like to add or that I should be asking?
You know, what's next for the Equity Inclusion Commission? We're very happy that body cameras should be implemented in Wauwatosa by the end of this year. Very happy that the ban on chokeholds that was passed by Common Council, recommended from the Equity and Inclusion Commission. Also very happy that, you know, a ban on no-knock warrants is also under review right now, and that came out of the Equity and Inclusion Commission as well. So we're very hopeful that that gets passed. And we'll just continue to do the work in our city to make it safe and equitable for all.
Sean, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Sean Lowe is the chairman of the Wauwatosa Equity and Inclusion Commission. He spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the decision not to charge Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensah in the shooting death of Alvin Cole.